And this note, today a congressional committee unveiled draft legislation that would repeal the federal prohibition on sports betting and allow states to legalize online gambling. The Gambling Accountability and Modernization Enhancement Act, or GAME Act, released by the House Energy and Commerce Committee, gives oversight authority over betting to the Federal Trade Commission and outlines the consumer protections states would need to have in place in order to offer legal sports betting. Sports betting is legal in just a handful of states, including Nevada. Delaware, Nevada, and New Jersey are the only states that allow online gambling, but legislation is advancing in Pennsylvania to legalize online gambling as well. Well, here in the States, people bet on sports hoping to make a little money or maybe a big win. But in the developing world, where people are not able to borrow money to finance buying a house or land or even a computer, there's growing evidence they're turning to gambling to get money for those big purchases. Let's get that story from Sonia Paul in Kampala, Uganda.
Legal sports betting in the African country of Uganda is booming, just as any representative from the country's National Lotteries Board. Tax revenue from the gambling industry has shot up by more than 4,500% since 2003. And the reasons why are apparent on most busy streets here in Kampala. Take Kabalagala. It's a bustling neighborhood sometimes referred to as Uganda's Las Vegas. And 26-year-old Elias Eruket is ducking in and out of the sports betting shops dotting its sidewalks. On just one stretch of road less than a mile long, there are 17 of them.
I finished doing my accounting course. I never got a job. I had interest in football. I got a job in sports betting. That was in 2012.
A big win on a sports bet inspired Eruket to get a job in the gambling industry. Today, he's a betting company's public relations officer. But he still gambles.
I'm not so ambitious that I'll build a big house from betting, or I'll buy land, or I'll make a shop from betting. No, I just get that money just to clear up some small things, and I'd be like that.
Build a house? Buy land? It may sound pretty far-fetched, something better fit for, say, taking out a loan at a bank. But most Ugandans can't get those kinds of loans, so they turn to betting for a chance at a better life. Inside one of the sports betting shops here, a local radio station rings out from a speaker. A few men seated on plastic chairs stare intently at the muted soccer matches playing on two flat-screen TVs. Others chat while standing in line to place their bets. It's not a big game day. About 10 guys are hanging out. But for those with big bets on the games, the mood is intense and focused. Back on the street, Eruket says these customers are mostly casual laborers who earn by the day. They don't have credit cards. Small loans are impossible for most of these guys.
Now when they are off duty, they come and be in the shop. But I heard that some people sell what they have to start betting.
For people like Joshua Shkule, who is the Secretary General of the Interreligious Council of Uganda, this is incredibly frustrating.
This time they spend speaking and talking about sports, you can't imagine.
He says betting on soccer has been a disaster for Ugandans.
Instead of engaging themselves in things that are going to benefit their lives, they're in sports. And not even our Ugandan sports. They're talking about sports in Europe.
But economic researchers say it's not that simple. Something else is at play that's helping betting to flourish. Banks that don't serve working people. Sylvan Herskowitz researches development economics at UC Berkeley, specifically sports betting in Uganda. He says one reason betting is so popular is that it's difficult for most Ugandans to work with banks and build credit.
This is a setting where the cost of credit is high, and saving is really hard. I mean, it's hard anywhere, but I think it's particularly hard in a lot of these settings.
Many people who bet are seriously trying to win to afford items beyond their daily budgets, like household repairs, he says. Similar to scratch tickets in the U.S., you raise your chances of winning the more you bet, which is why some people bet more and more. They tend not to realize they're betting against an international odds market stacked against them.
And what it suggests to me is that we should focus on helping people to improve their ability to save, that we should focus on improving people's access to affordable credit. And by doing that, you can reduce the sort of more problematic part of people's participation in betting.
There's a worldwide effort to transform gambling habits into savings habits with a concept called prize-linked savings. Think of it as gamifying saving. You make a deposit into a savings account and enter the chance to win big. A U.S. app called The Long Game, for instance, syncs bank account deposits with automatic lottery tickets. But in Uganda, nothing like this exists. Instead, interest rates on credit cards range from 22 to 25%, according to the World Bank. And qualifying for a card is something most workers can't manage. Meanwhile, Elias Aroket says the thrill for gambling remains unmatched. Anyone who dreams, he says, can understand this.
Betting is about hope, possibility, chances. Even life is about chances.
For Here and Now, I'm Sonia Paul, reporting from Kampala, Uganda.